According to the statistics provided by the government of Rwanda, there are about 21,000 people so far who have crossed the border seeking protection in Rwanda, and they are received in two reception centers. About a week ago, we opened a new camp, a new refugee camp, and we are not only receiving these people, reaching to their basic protection and assistance needs, but also we are transporting them to the new refugee camp.
Is there any link on these 5,000 new arrivals during the last 2 days with the official announcement of presidential candidacy last Saturday in Bujumbura?
What I can tell you that in the last 4-5 days, the rate of arrival had increased significantly, though yesterday it declined. But nevertheless, some over 700 people crossed the border yesterday.
And do you have any reason to justify this decline of yesterday?
No, without commenting what is going on at the other side in Burundi, I'm not in a position to comment. But of course, we are asking refugees about the reason of their flight. And they essentially mention insecurity threat by a young group of people who are called in Imbirakuri. I believe that they are the young people, supporters of one group. And essentially, insecurity and threat posed by these young people are the main reasons for the flight of people at this stage.
And which part of Burundi refugees are mostly from? Are TRIF especially targeting a community?
No. So far, there is no sign of targeting a specific community. More specifically, but they are coming essentially from the bordering provinces, mainly Kirundo. But they are immense majority rural population. Those who cross the border are composed of children and women, and there are a few adults also among them, but essentially women and children.
And how many Burundian refugees are you expecting to arrive in Rwanda in the next week?
I hope we will not receive any, and that the situation will improve in the country of origin in Burundi. But should we receive more refugees, we would be definitely in a position to fulfill our obligation under international conventions, particularly the Refugee Convention.
And what can you tell us regarding the living condition of these refugees in camp in Rwanda? And what about the opening of a new camp?
First of all, there are border entry points where these refugees are coming, and then they are transported into two reception centers where the condition is honestly very basic. And these are small areas. Rwanda is a very small country in terms of surface, and conditions are really the basic that we can imagine. However, the new refugee camp is much larger. There is enough space for people, and they are at initial stage given tents, the basic household items, food, of course. We have already erected a field hospital in the camp in order to make sure that all health-related matters are taken care of. The water facilities are there. Not only tanks are put in place, but we are also transporting water to the camp. In the same time, we are also looking into the issue of sanitation and provide as many sanitation facilities as possible. So initially, they are put in the tent, and then construction material are provided, and they will slowly build based on a site planning, precise site planning, their shelters.